HarperCollins presents The Darksome Bounds of a Failing World, The Sinking of the Titanic and the End of the Edwardian Era, by Gareth Russell. Read by Jenny Funnell. Chapter 1. The Lord's Act. In a dream, I saw territories, so broad, so rich and handsome, lapped by the blue sea, rimmed by mountain's crest. And at the centre of the territories stood a tall oak tree, of venerable appearance, almost as old as its country. Storms and weather had already taken their toll. Almost bare of leaves it was, its bark rough and shaggy. Only its crown on high had not been blown away, woven of parched twigs, skeleton of former splendour. Elizabeth of Bavaria, 1837-98, Empress of Austria and Queen of Hungary, Neuesnacht, 1887. Flowing in from the north and west, weaving past Roman and Celtic monuments of obscure purpose, two streams joined with the River Leven to ring the magnificently wooded gardens of Leslie House, the 37-bedroom country seat of Norman Leslie, 19th Earl of Rothes. Nestling in 10,000 acres of excellent arable land, in 1911, Leslie House dominated the encircling parish, as it had for centuries. The minister of the local Church of Scotland drew his salary from the Earl's coffers. So complete was the Leslie family's influence in this part of eastern Scotland that the parish's ancient recorded name of Fetkill had faded to become the parish of Leslie. It had been predominantly a benign local absolutism. When an amateur historian arrived in Leslie in the 1830s, in the hope of unearthing grisly anecdotes from the village archives, he was, in his own words, distressed to find nothing generally interesting in them, with no perceptible drama having occurred in Leslie over the course of the last 300 years. The 800-seat chapel was built, the flax mills spun, whisky houses and inns were opened, closed, and renamed, and local legend had it that King James V had written his poem, Christ's Kirk on the Green, in celebration of a Caledonian pastoral idyll, after his hunting trip near the village in the 1530s. As the Edwardian era drew to its close, the then Countess of Rothes, Lucy Noel Martha Leslie, had busied herself with the renovation and preservation of Leslie House. Given the spiralling cost of maintaining a stately home, expansion, in the hope of restoring the house to what it had been in the previous centuries, would have been financially lunatic, although even at that, the young Countess had sunk nearly £11,000 of her natal family's money into the preservation and beautification of her husband's ancestral home. She had married into the Leslie family on a delightfully bright and genial day in 1900, with the service at St. Mary Abbott's Church in Kensington, near the London townhouse of her parents, where the future Countess had been born on Christmas Day, 22 years earlier. Christ's Nativity gave Lucy Dyer Edwards the first of her two middle names. Noel, the spelling on her birth certificate with one L, but commonly spelled in society columns and by various relatives with two L's and an E. The other was Martha. These names and spellings were used variably throughout her life, although by adulthood she increasingly seemed to prefer her middle name of Noel. Her education had been entrusted to governesses and tutors, who moved with the family as they oscillated between the Kensington House, their chateau in Normandy, and their favourite home, Prinage Park, the Dyer Edwards's county seat in Gloucestershire. Prinage, one of the thousands of antiphonetic nomenclatures that form the pleasurable minefield of English place names, was originally a Benedictine monastery.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?